Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
Lots happening. A lot of tension out there.
There is just a lot of stuff. It's very chaotic.
It absolutely is. Make sure you guys are subscribed to all three channels, Evolutionary, EE Arts, and also on Heart's Home. Heart's Home, we put up a short ritual to clear your home and space of dark energies, and there will be another video coming out there tonight at 8 o'clock on basically getting yourself tuned up, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Yes, level up.
Absolutely. So here we go. We have crews searching for pilots after two planes collide in Winter Haven, Florida. Mid-air collision. I gotta say, I think there's a lot of sludgy blood out there. I think a lot of people are not feeling so well. And, you know, it's starting to get very, very obvious. According to officials with the Winter Haven Police Department, the planes collided over Lake Hartridge about 2 p.m. Emergency crews are currently searching the lake and scanning the water. No additional information on how many people are on board both planes. Federal officials, including the FAA and National Transportation Safety Board, will investigate. Of course, we send our prayers and best wishes to all those involved and the families.
Absolutely, as much as we possibly can afford.
Just another day in jolly old England here. Yes, you know, you could see society is doing exactly what we had been saying it was going to do for quite a while. This is why, again, it's a good idea to try to be away from the cities where possible. We understand everybody has their own situation going on. But it's just very palpable, the tension, the chaos. This is Georgia's, the country of Georgia's capital, Tbilisi. Yeah, what they're saying is not so nice, but everybody has their opinion, of course. The world is most definitely, the fuse has been lit, and it feels like it's like when the fire, you know, that string of firecrackers go off and then say it's going progressively to a larger and larger bang as time goes on.
Well, when that fuse is lit, it definitely seems to speed up the shorter it gets.
And there's barricades that were put up in front of the Georgian parliament. The barricades are starting to look like they're not going to hold. It's not just over there in Georgia. We have a fire broke out Tuesday evening. Main building of the Directorate of Russia Ministry of Internal Affairs in Moscow. Lots of strange fires in the U.S. Lots of fires all around the world. Certainly lots of unusual fires going on in Russia as well. More than 1.2 million people march in France over plans to raise the pension to age 64. Currently 62. Protesters aim to bring France to a standstill. You know, it's just one other reason why people are ticked off. You know, there was the lockdown. There's the fact that small businesses, medium-sized businesses, been driven out of business. You know, people are paying more and more and more for food and keeping their house warm. And, you know, the misery index has gone up, up, up. Somehow, you know, Macron managed to stick around. Same thing for Trudeau. But, you know, Cindy and I don't always agree. I still think that if they want to understand what history is saying, look to what happened to Il Duce in Italy. For those that, you know history, I think Cindy's a little bit more cynical that it's going to come out that way, or maybe she's just viewing a lighter take.
Well, I think I look at it as there's a lot of technologies. There's a lot of ways that these people can just disappear and put themselves in a, you know, some sort of a thing where no one could get to them. You know, I just think that there's always someone to be bought off to keep them protected, unfortunately.
Yeah, Il Duce, Benito Mussolini, the dictator of Italy, you know, basically didn't meet a very pleasant ending when the people got a hold of him. And, you know, again, it's just the misery index is going up, 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 up as you look at Grenoble, France. Massive protests and blockades happening across the country. Citizens refuse to be slaves because this is what they are actually coming to the realization. You know, hey, you're not going to own anything. Don't worry, you'll be happy. You're not going to own anything. Oh, by the way, you have to work until you basically, you know, die. And by the way, everything is going up so much that, you know, you have no chance to move into an easier, more comfortable situation in life. You know, again, you know, the haves taking everything and leaving nothing for the have-nots leads to this. And really the question is, when do the people enforcing the will of the controllers and the few actually decide to stop doing that? As you see, the protests getting very tense, to say the least, in France.
You know, it's really horrible that people have to work so many hours, so long, you know, their days devoted day in, day out to a job that is really quite thankless, with the exception of a check, you know, and that's what we work for. We work for that check. And they're just, you know, we don't really have much time after we retire as it is, and they're going to raise it up. You know, where is the soul growth in this? And I think once we reach a place where we understand that our soul growth is far more important than that check, and we position ourselves differently, then I think things will change. And we still have a little ways to go, but we're getting there. We're starting to understand how important soul growth is.
Yeah, this is not the way things are supposed to be. And, you know, not even when we had more peaceful times were they the way things were supposed to be. Humanity has been encased in this dark matrix. And we talk about matrixes, and sometimes maybe we need to clarify. Yeah, the control matrix is a dark matrix. Sure, there is a matrix as far as this universe is concerned. There is a matrix of sorts, and, you know, astrology is one of the languages of that matrix. It is a fractal matrix by nature, but that's not what we're talking about here. This is a dark control matrix. This is not the way things are supposed to be. Zelensky warns of open road through Ukraine's east if Russia captures Bakhmut, as he resists calls to retreat. Now, this gets me thinking very much of Alois Erlmeyer, our buddy Ali. Yeah. And Ali said, when Russia really rolls, then they roll straight through, and nothing stops them until they are, you know, on France's doors and already in Germany. And then there's chemical warfare that is used to stop the advance. But he also said that when Russia really goes, it's this, at the same time the dragon attacks the U.S., meaning China attacks the U.S. at that point in time. And we are getting closer to that time. The ship that carried out the Nord Stream attack was rented in Poland. It was carried out by a team of six people. Their nationality is unknown. Oh, but wait. Actually, they identified the vessel, and it traces the company. It's owned by Ukrainians. Huh. Interesting, is it not? Oh, and then the connections of 46 to Ukraine. Doesn't that say it all? How about this? Chuck Schumer demands Tucker to be censored. Yeah. Fox News, Rupert Murdoch, tell Carlson not to run a second segment of lies. You know it's a lie. Well, again, this is an upside-down, inside-out world, and whatever the politicians are saying to be a lie is probably the exact opposite. Whatever they say to be the truth is probably the exact opposite. You know, it's all been just a charade. I wanted to go back over here for one second. Not Free the Arch. Is that Greta at the lead? No. This one. There you go. pro-Ukrainian group. Ah, yeah. I mean, that's getting so much closer to the truth, and people are waking up. People are starting to understand what's really, really going on here. You know, it was interesting that this sheriff in Maricopa County, he had a $2 million campaign contribution. Paul Penzoni, when he challenged Sheriff Joe Arapaio 2 years ago, and it came from George Soros. And by the way, when Cindy looks at George Soros, she's getting the impression that he, in reality, is visiting with the Queen. Yeah, if you know what that means. So, yeah, you know, but again, they could always roll out another version. This is part of, you know, that it's not so hard. You could, we watch movies all the time. They make actors look a younger version, an older version, totally different. It's not so hard. You know, if they could fake a moon landing, and that doesn't mean that, you know, again, there is no life out there. You know, sure, the moon landings could be totally done in, you know, a studio and filming the Nevada desert. You know, but at the same time, yes, there is life out there. There's life on other planets out there. You can't unsee some things, right? You really can't. And you got to wonder, do they pull from the same DNA pool for their puppets? I mean, is that what's going on? You really can't. You know, have you ever seen them together at the same time? You remember we showed you that. You can't unsee this either. I mean, what? Are we talking the same genes? Are we talking the same DNA? What's really going on here?
Well, I think it's definitely a case where they are cut from the same cloth.
They are. They're probably created in the same petri dishes.
Yes, for sure.
Yes, yes, yes. Wet nursed by who? And then, again, have you guys not seen this? It's pretty obvious what's going on here. As they're talking about a Michelle Michael O for 2024. This is the new one that's coming out, yeah. According to official documents obtained from the Illinois State Board of Elections, Michelle Michael Obama registered as a man to vote between 1994 and 2008, the year Barack started a campaign for U.S. president. And you remember, Joan Rivers, you know, came straight out and said it, and then she wasn't with us for very long afterwards. You know, some things that once you see, you can't unsee. And it is what it is. It's all in big illusion. It's a complete illusion, everything. Meanwhile, yeah, the writing is on the wall. So dollar flies and stocks dive after Powell puts 50 basis points in higher terminal in play. You know, again, the real estate market is a shaky thing. Just to give you, for instance, what we're talking about, and we all understand there's going to be a gigantic crash like you haven't seen before. You know, when 2008 happened, it was just kind of, you know, a little test run. So coming out and saying interest rates are likely to be higher than anticipated, what does that tell you? What does that tell you? Please do share your opinions on what you guys see happening. So you see stocks, oil, gold, yield curve collapses, terminal rates soar. You know, it's getting close. It is getting close, and things go hand in hand. So we were talking about in the earlier video today, the black horse and how the guides were on that in so many ways. I mean, they showed Cindy a black horse. And the black horse is famine, and famine, of course, you know, the food supply is obviously being attacked, but then turns out the black horse is actually the logo for the train company that derailed in Ohio, spreading toxins all over the place. Oh, you know, Norfolk Southern, you can't make this stuff up. And she was telling me, oh, yeah. When we were doing that, they were also showing me the red horses right behind. So, you know, what is the red horse? Well, another horse came out fiery red. The one riding on it was permitted to take peace from the earth so that people would slaughter one another. It's given a great sword. So, again, look at the wording on that, too. another horse came out, fiery red. The one riding on it was permitted to take peace from the earth so that people would slaughter one another. We are always turned one on the other. This is the divide and conquer. This goes back to the Tower of Babel. It goes back to, you know, the Deuteronomy 32:8, splitting up amongst the sons of God, the sons of the gods, each of the tribes of the earth unto another heavenly being. This is what's in Deuteronomy 32:8. Goes back to the Sumerian stories, where each one of those that came from the sky, the Anunnaki, down to the earth, each took a tribe for their own playthings, so to speak. And, you know, it's like their own little chess pieces to move about on the board and to have their play games. This is how they view this world.
Isn't it sad? I mean, it's we're real people. We are a group of beings who have so much compassion for one another. And we truly, at our very core, we want to help each other. And they have ways to really kind of move us away from that desire to help one another, you know, because we might lose this or we might lose that if we move towards something over here. And I think what we have to do is just get better at not following the leaders, because they can't be a leader if they're not being followed. And we need to be creative. We have to be creative, and we have to think things through and help one another. And, you know, we can dream. We can dream. This kitty just had a dream that he was dreaming. He was smelling some fish, and in his dream, maybe he didn't really think it could be so good, but then he wakes up and it's true. He can have his fish and eat it too.
But for us, nobody's going to give it to us. We have to manifest it. We have to manifest it. Yes, there is help in the higher densities, or if you want to view it as higher dimensions, there's help, but they're rooting and cheering us. They are able to guide us. They can give us clues. They can give us mile markers. They can give us inspirations, but we have to do the work. We have to wake people up and make them realize this is all an illusion. And the biggest illusion of them all is the monetary system. That's the biggest illusion of them all. If we got the half of the world to pull out of the monetary system completely, you know, again, we can make the whole house of cards just collapse. Now, we could do it in smaller doses by coming together, working in your little local communities. Start to barter and trade. Get outside of the monetary system. They want to control you through it. They want to give you that certain mark, that certain ouchie, that little, you know, chip under the skin, and you're not going to be able to take part in their system. Then we need to create our own and tell them to stick their system where the sun doesn't shine. As always, guys, thanks for your support on Ko-Fi and Patreon. Much love. God bless, and namaste.
Namaste.